My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Thursday's Travel and Cruise Industry News podcast on this, the second day of May 2024. Coming to you from Central Virginia area, Bedford County, right outside of Lynchburg. It's been a busy morning here, folks. And for I know there are a number of you guys that watch this show either on replay. Some of you are on the live show, but mostly on replay, that are in the disabled community with me. I think I locked in a series of interviews that are just going to knock your socks off. I can't say anything more about it now, but I am just really, really excited. So that's going to be coming up in the near future. Not going to be that far off, but we're going to get the thing started here shortly. So, all right. So got a bunch of stories this morning. The lead story today, a couple in their 80s left behind. Also today, we're going to talk about Princess and the Northern Lights. Nude Cruise 2025. Carnival issues unusual advisory. Also today, a Norfolk alert. Brilliant lady to sail in North America. Norovirus reported on two ships, and Holland America tests biofuel. That and lots more here at 11 o'clock today. All right, guys, today is a National Truffle Day. I've never really understood the draw of truffles, especially at the expense involved. But it's National Truffle Day, so go have a truffle or hatch a truffle or grow a truffle. Whatever you do to truffles. I know what truffles are. Folks, I'm being silly. I'm not a big fan, that's all. All right, if you're listening via the podcast, good morning. You can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or anywhere that you get your podcasts from, all the big guys. Podchaser, Stitcher, Pandora, Amazon Music, any of them. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the fat travel guy. I just got a message. I've been back and forth with Elizabeth on location today. And she's watching today and sitting poolside in Playa. One thing that I didn't get done because I was involved with this other issue since I last talked to her, she moved back to Playa yesterday or the day. I can't remember what day it was. But she's got this circular stairway. She sent me a picture of it, which I will have it on the show tomorrow, because I have no flipping idea how the hell she could get groceries into her apartment or luggage or, I mean, it's just, I couldn't even go up when I could walk, much less now. It's like this, of course, Elizabeth's a skinny little thing, you know, compared to me. But it's, yeah, I can't imagine trying to carry stuff up. So one of these days, maybe I'll have her on and we'll talk about the stairway to hell to get to her apartment. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So we won't make any further comment about my comments back and forth with Elizabeth and her poolside attire. We just won't go there. So, all right. So, I've been having fun this morning. You probably can tell. All right. So, the top story today, folks. I guess we need to get started with that, don't you think? So, somebody just came in the door. I must be Amanda back because they came in without knocking. Yeah, that's Amanda. So, where am I today, folks? Yeah, this is really strange here, guys, that the story has disappeared. Huh. Hi. Richard and Claudine Gordon of Salt Lake City, Utah, were aboard a 10-night one-way sailing on Norwegian Viva that departed Lisbon, Portugal on Friday when the ship called in Motril along Spain's southern coast yesterday. The couple enjoyed an independently arranged shore tour to the historic city of Granada, 30 miles to the north. Driving time between the cruise port and Granada is approximately 50 to 60 minutes, depending on traffic and weather conditions. Unfortunately, the tour bus with the Gordons was delayed by a rainstorm while returning to the port, and the guests realized they would not make the stated 5:30 all aboard time. The couple was able to contact a relative on board the ship. They were sailing with family and friends to celebrate Richard's 85th birthday. At about 5:45, and they were able to alert the Norwegian Viva's crew members about the delay. Unfortunately, the ship does have to maintain a set schedule with port departures and was unable to wait for the couple. The Gordons claimed to have arrived at the cruise port just after 6 when the vessel had been scheduled to depart and expressed frustration that previous departures in the sailing had not left promptly. The Gordons were unable to locate a representative from Norwegian on the pier and instead visited a local police department for assistance. The cruise line, meanwhile, attempted several times to contact the couple at the phone numbers and emergency contact information provided, but without success. Catching up with a cruise ship has proven more challenging as the Gordon's daughter wasn't able to find a way for the couple to reach Ibiza today to meet the ship. Instead, they flew to Palma, Mallorca to return to the Viva tomorrow. Now, the first thing that's going to happen is a bunch of people are going to say, oh, that's why you've got to do cruise line excursions. Because if it was a cruise line excursion, they'd be waiting for you. Well, that's probably true, but then you spend, you know, 50% more money to go on excursions, and they're expensive enough as it is. I sell independent excursions. You know, that's what Nate's main business is in Alaska. We have any number of excursions that are independent and make every effort to be back on time. Sometimes things happen. And, you know, when it happens, you make the best of it and you just, you know, but this is going to stimulate all the people screaming that you just don't want to use independent excursions. No, that's not the case at all. It's going to happen. All right, I'll be back with a bunch more stories here after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Cruise guests sailing to Alaska generally stand a good chance of seeing the famous Aurora Borealis, also known as the Northern Lights. But those on board a Princess ship in the summer of 2024 are guaranteed to experience the striking night sky phenomenon. As part of its North to Alaska enrichment program, the cruise line announced it will present a new planetarium show featuring the spectacle inside each ship's Princess Theater. The presentation, called Northern Lights, is part of a broad series of special events, performances, culinary highlights, and cultural tours and excursions that make Princess Cruises one of the top lines in the Alaska market. In fact, the cruise line in 2024 marks its 55th year sailing to Alaska. Would you like to see me get chased by a bear? You might just get your chance when you cruise with Chili to Alaska. Grand Princess sails August 14th from Vancouver to Anchorage. Starts as low as $395 per person, plus taxes and port charges. That's Alaska Cruise with Chili. Just give me a call. 434. That was 434-258-9264. I cut off the phone number. Folks, that's a Princess Cruise. That's the Grand Princess going to Alaska. It's going to have that planetarium thing that we just talked about. So even if the Northern Lights aren't visible in the night sky, we're going to be able to experience them in the planetarium. However, Nate hopes that we're actually going to get a chance to see them this year. I haven't been able to see them in any of my trips up there in the past. We'll see. Hey, Hot Air Tom, you're a big Norwegian guy. And what promises to be a unique voyage for Norwegian Cruise Line, the big new boat is scheduled to set sail from Miami in February of 2025. It will offer a distinctive travel experience for those who prefer to cruise naked. The 11-day Caribbean cruise, a full charter from Bare Necessities, seeks to blend the liberating experience of a clothing-optional vacation with the amenities and services of a traditional cruise. I have to pass on this one, folks. Cruise lines often alert guests to potentially dangerous situations at ports of call, such as advising travelers not to rent scooters or use unlicensed tour operators. Carnival Cruise Line has issued a more unusual advisory to guests aboard Carnival Radiance regarding certain attractions operating in Ensenada, Mexico. In a letter delivered to each stateroom, guests are advised not to participate in these unique wildlife encounters for a variety of reasons. The letter explained, as you get ready for your visit to Ensenada, we have an important advisory. You may encounter restaurant or attractions not associated with the ship's shore excursion program in the port of Ensenada that allow you to touch or otherwise interact with tiger cubs. For public health, safety, and environmental reasons, Carnival recommends that you do not partake in such attractions, including but not limited to the tiger cub attractions. Oh my goodness, folks, these are wild animals. They might look cute and cuddly, but they're not. Carnival Cruise Line has once again reached out to guests booked on the May 5th departure of Carnival Pride to update them about embarkation plans. While travelers have already been notified that the ship will be embarking and debarking from Norfolk rather than Baltimore, a local event in Norfolk may cause additional difficulties with reaching the cruise port. The city will be hosting a food and wine festival, and this may cause some congestion at the entrance to the port, the notification email read. If you will be dropped off or will be parking in Norfolk, we suggest going directly to Cedar Grove Parking. The cruise line will be providing complimentary shuttle service from Cedar Grove Parking to the cruise terminal, a distance of about a mile and a quarter. Cedar Grove Parking is north of the cruise port, adjacent to Elmwood Cemetery. Busy day ahead in Norfolk. Are you a Norwegian Epic fan? If you are, why not join me on a cruise with Chile, NCL Epic, transatlantic from New York to Rome, sailing March 31st. It's a fantastic itinerary, stopping in Bermuda, Ponta Delgada, Lisbon, Barcelona, Cannes, Florence, Naples, and ending in Rome. Starts at $1,683 per person double occupancy. That includes taxes and port charges. That's the transatlantic NCL Epic, sailing March 31st from New York. Call me, 434-258-9264. In a video announcement that debuted on the Virgin Voyages website at noon yesterday, Virgin Voyages teased a number of highlights for its newest ship, Brilliant Lady. Debuting in September 2025, the new cruise ship will explore the four corners of North America with journeys ranging from 5 to 14 nights. Launching from four home ports, New York City, Miami, Los Angeles, and Seattle, Virgin Voyages revealed two new destination highlights as part of its new itineraries. Brilliant Lady will be Virgin Voyages' first ship to sail through the Panama Canal and the first to adventure in Alaska. The ship will launch in September 2025 in New York, with inaugural sail slated for September 5th. Holland American has announced the start of a long-term biofuel test on the Rotterdam, leveraging 100% low-carbon intensity biofuel while sailing within the Norwegian World Heritage Fjords. According to a company statement, the ship bunkered the biofuel before leaving the port of Rotterdam in the Netherlands on April 27th and will operate one of its four engines using low-carbon intensity oil derived from organic waste and residues and certified according to the EU Renewable Energy Directive while in the fjords. The Good Fuels MR1 to 100 sustainable biofuel supplied by Finco Energies will yield an estimated 86% reduction in the life cycle greenhouse gas emissions. The initial test will occur on one of the ship's four engines during cruises this month, with the potential to expand to multiple engines during the summer while operating in the Norwegian World Heritage Fjords, specifically Geiranger Fjord, and Nærøy Fjord. Try to say that one 10 times real quick.
Yeah.
Those are a couple dicey words. All right, that's going to end the news portion of today's show. So let's go see who's fussing at me in the chat room. All right, Kenneth with us up in Pennsylvania. There's Hot Air Tom. Mike's with us from the other side of the pond. Kenneth says, we were thinking about doing it when we get off breakaway with you in Chile and cruise back. I'm not looking forward to a 12-hour flight back. Yeah, I kind of hate that too. There's Jason, Pittsburgh Jason. I've been enjoying using some of your clips and things, Jason. And I certainly enjoy Jen with her history lessons. I can just picture her every stop giving you just an ongoing raft of information. I love it. Katie's with us. Good morning, Katie. Kenneth says, if we end up doing it, we would leave April 27th on the Queen Mary. Takes you back to New York City, arriving May the 5th. Wow. Gretchen's with us out in Ohio. Hi, Gretchen. Katie's with us. There is always a chocolate truffle. Yeah, I know. Steve's with us out in Kentucky. He's getting ready to go to Alaska. Bob's here, 19 days till cruise day. That's awesome, Bob. There's Elizabeth. I'm listening to you talk about my stairs. Yes, I was. I paid someone to carry my luggage upstairs. No problems. Yeah, but what about groceries? I mean, you know, you fix that, the vegan stuff, but you got to carry that stuff in. It doesn't grow in pots or anything. You got to carry supplies in to cook. Or have you decided to go out to dinner all the time? Well, I mean, that's okay, too. Elizabeth, I love you to death. I really do. Hello, everyone, from Emily. I have a day off today. Well, I guess you've walked the dogs enough, huh? I had no idea that any of the ship has a planetarium. Very cool. I'm looking forward to that. You know, my trips to Alaska, I love going to Alaska. And yes, there have been times when I don't get up in the middle of the night because of the crazy hours that I work. But there are also times when I've gotten up at, you know, like 4 a.m. or something, but there were no lights visible. So I will sit down and watch the planetarium show if there's not going to be any real honest-to-God Northern Lights display when I'm up there this year. So I'm pretty excited about that. Funny ad, Chili chased by a bear. And we have that nude cruise for Hot Air Tom coming up in the news. A bear dude chasing Chili. Yeah, Hot Air Tom. That's not that does kind of cross over, doesn't it? Well, that's you and I can have a discussion about something that I've noticed about the people that are in the space, same space that I'm in, the ones that have 100,000 subscribers and more. You know, well, I'm not going to get started on that one. But anyway, yeah, their lifestyles are different than mine. Maybe that's why they have 100,000 subscribers. I don't know. Emily says, no naked cruises. Yeah, I agree. I'm not going on a naked cruise. Now, I'm going on a cruise where a bear might chase me, but that's a BEAR, not a whatever. Does the planetarium get used on all of its sailings? All the princes this year, at least in Alaska. Now, I don't know if they're doing it on ships that aren't in Alaska, but they've got the Grand Sapphire, Royal. I can't think which other. There might be a fourth one. There might be four princess ships up there this year in Alaska. Todd's with us. Morning, Todd. Up here's the next person. And that looks like Lilsey. Hi. Hi to you. Am new here. Yes, well, we know that because we've never seen that name before. And we're a very friendly bunch. So, Emily says, hey to Todd. Elizabeth says, I will just make multiple trips up and down the stairs. A good workout. Okay, so you can't carry one can up, go back down. You carry another can up, go back down. And then you got to carry them beers up or whatever. You don't do Amaral spritzers at home or whatever they call those things. I understand, Shelley. Thank you for answering my... of course, Emily, I'll always try to. Well, there's Gary older than dirt. Hi, Gary. Emily says, my schedule is wonky this month. 11 a.m. bounced around. I will be working Monday to Friday normally. Okay. Emily says, hey there, Gary. Looking forward to... I'm going to have fun in Alaska. We still have openings, folks, if anybody wants to join us. Gretchen and Fred are going. Gary older than dirt's going. And we got some cabins still available. As a matter of fact, I had Nate check to see if Princess has dropped any prices yet. I know Holland America has dropped some prices recently, so maybe Princess will too, and would get a little off would be very nice. So, all right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. Remember, tomorrow, guys, the show will start at 8 a.m. or so. I'm not absolutely guaranteeing 8 because I got to put the show together, but somewhere in the vicinity of 8, let's say 8 to 8:30, I'll be going live somewhere along in there tomorrow because I have to go get a 6-inch needle stuck in my butt, to be perfectly blunt about it. So, and it's not a very nice thing to have done. I have to do it twice a year, but it's one of the things that's keeping me alive. So I got no choice. I go get stuck in the butt. Anyway, that's tomorrow. I have to be there at 10:15. So I don't have any way of doing the show at 11 because it takes a while for them to... I have to wait until they're ready for my big fat butt, I guess. I don't know what the hell takes so long. But anyway, that's tomorrow. So the show will be early tomorrow morning. For a couple of you get up early, not Emily. I won't see Emily tomorrow, but some of you guys, Gretchen's up early, Mike's up there, Gary sometimes up early. There's a couple of you. Elizabeth's up early. Of course, she's got a time difference too that you have to calculate in. That's always confusing to me. Oh, there's another X person. Osharina. Yeah. Those are spammers. All right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. As always, guys, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising, and hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas, just like Gretchen and Fred and Gary and it's a bunch more are going to get together on that cruise to Alaska and the other cruises we got going. So join us. Have a great day, everybody. I see y'all tomorrow early.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.